You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending, and it is 104:58:59, and now it is 105 on a Monday night / Tuesday morning. And this is the radio show that, yeah, might be about birds. Sometimes we talk about those little bastards. They have wings, they have beaks, some of them can fly, and some of them can swim. And here's the really bizarre thing about birds. Some of them can do both. Now, I challenge you to name another animal that can fly and swim. I'm waiting. And don't you say flying fish, okay? Because that is... Well, that... It's just... That answer makes me so angry that I'm tempted to use language that would get me kicked off the radio. So I won't use that language, but just know how angry I am at flying fish. And it's kind of, you know, it's an affront to nature is really what it is, where you've got this beautiful swimming creature, right? It's got a whole ocean to explore. And yeah, maybe it's getting clogged up with plastic and maybe the other fish bully you and whatever. But it's just such a cop out to just leave the ocean for the skies. You know what I mean? Are you picking up what I'm putting down, listeners? And I believe there are at least six of you tonight, so thank you for tuning in. And know that I care about you deeply, and I care about other people too. As much as I hate to say it, I don't care about my listeners especially more than I care about other people. Unless you're someone I especially care about, and maybe you are. Let's just say that you are. That will probably make you feel nice. If it doesn't, then you don't need to feel that way. Okay, anyways, hello everyone. It's Probably Birds. On this show, I prepare 30 minutes worth of music for an hour-long radio slot. And in the other 30 minutes, I just kind of fill airtime because we're not allowed to have dead air. And so typically I talk about my day or whatever's on my mind, and sometimes we'll talk about birds because I do like birds. I mean, they're up there on as far as favorite groups of animals go. I mean, mammals will have to be number one, right? Because mammals, you got cats, people, dogs. Dogs are all right too. I got nothing against a good dog. And all this kind of soft, cuddly things that we know and love. So mammals, and also mammals can lactate, and that's just... You know, that's a big plus. Then again, okay, I say that, but here's a counterpoint. Birds can lactate too, kind of. Or at least I'm pretty sure pigeons produce milk. That is about as much as I know on the topic. If you want to know more, I would suggest Googling it. In fact, I could Google it right now, and I often Google things on the show. Pigeon milk. Let's just see what it gives me. Crop milk is a secretion from the lining of the crop of parent birds that is regurgitated to young birds. It is found among all pigeons and doves, where it is referred to as pigeon milk. An analog to crop milk is also secreted from the esophagus of flamingos, and the male emperor penguin. So in short, penguins kind of make milk. No, I mean, yeah, but also emperor penguins kind of make milk. And also pigeons kind of make milk, but it's not really milk. It's not true lactation, and for that reason, birds are going to have to take second place to mammals as far as favorite animal groups go. How many animal groups are there? What, we got birds, mammals, reptiles, and maybe amphibians. Man, amphibians are definitely third, because frogs are pretty cool. And newts, salamanders, I'm all about the amphibians of the world. And look, I got nothing against reptiles, but I think they're going to have to come last. And I think that's an understandable position to take. I don't even really know what counts as a reptile and what's not. I mean, are fish reptiles? Probably. Turtles are reptiles. Are cephalopods reptiles? Maybe. They lay eggs. I think they're cold-blooded. I don't know what makes a reptile. Cephalopods are like top-tier reptiles, though. Let's be clear there, if they are reptiles in the first place. Yeah, welcome to the show where I don't know what I'm talking about. But I hope you enjoy these animal facts, TM. And speaking of things trademarked with the word animal in them, animal crackers is what comes to mind. And as a kid, I quite enjoyed animal crackers. I wonder if they're going out of style. I haven't seen them in a while. There you go. I'm rhyming. But animal crackers, they were always great. And I was always the type of kid who would bite the head off first because you didn't want the cracker to suffer. But there were always those other kids who would be a little bit too eager to, you know, start from the tail or from the feet and that way keep their animal cracker alive as long as possible as it's being consumed. And perhaps unsurprisingly, those children went on to become psychopaths. Just, you know, let that be known that those children are psychopaths. And that's okay. They can do what they do, but just keep them away from your pets, I suppose, is my advice. Now, I will say that their method does have the advantage of keeping the animal cracker the most fresh as you eat it. It's kind of like oysters, I think, with animal crackers, where you want to really eat them as alive as possible. And as soon as the oyster, or in this case, the animal cracker dies, it starts sort of going bad. It's not as good. It gets dangerous to eat, maybe. I don't really know how oysters work either, but I know that you eat them alive. And so it's a toss-up when you're eating animal crackers, whether you want to be a psychopath, but eat the best, like have the best animal cracker experience, or if you want to be merciful, but maybe give yourself food poisoning from eating a dead animal cracker. I mean, these are kind of the adult decisions that are forced on us at a young age in this society. And I think it's up to us to sort of redirect the culture and hopefully raise our kids in an environment that, you know, lets them, fosters their development while not placing over-challenging tasks on their young brains and bodies. And on that note, I'm going to keep playing some music. It's going to be that kind of show where I play music and talk. That's how it always is. So enjoy these next two songs. I'll be back after that. We'll talk some more. I don't know what about, but yeah, I hope you enjoy. I love you. Thank you for being here. You're beautiful. And here is some music.
took a sip of something poison, but I hold on tight. Yeah, it's okay.
We just heard Breathe In, Breathe Out by Melody's Echo Chamber, and then Helena Beat by Foster the People. And actually, I forgot to mention that we started out the night with Machu Picchu by The Strokes, followed by the Probably Birds theme song by given to me by my uncle and cousin. Thank you to them for that. And all right, I got a couple announcements. First off, we have a PSA. This is something that I am obliged in some way to read to you, but also it's good to get the information out there. So here we go. This one is a fan favorite. I had someone tell me, like an actual person, come up to me and say, I like this one that you read. I only read two PSAs, but this is the one she mentioned. So here we go. Today you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You went to work. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. Okay, that's, that took a lot out of me. That's a PSA, and we have a very special announcement. Taped to both the wall and the desk. I didn't know this was a thing, but I came to the station and taped the wall on the desk is this announcement, so I'm going to read it out. It says, WMFO DJs, that's me, please announce WMFO Live Day, and here's what I'm supposed to say. Here at WMFO on Saturday, May 4th, tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians. Between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., WMFO will host 9 bands and musicians. Yes, folks, that is 9. Please tune in to WMFO 91.5 FM for Live Music Day. And then there's a schedule, so I guess I'll read that out. I've got time to kill. From 9 a.m. to 9:40 a.m., you got the Cast Irons. Then 9:55 to 10:35, it's Anthony... Oh boy, it is Anthony Kaczynski. That is... Kaczynski. And then 10:50 to 11:30, we got Peter Parsek. That's P-A-R-C-E-K. 11:45 to 12:25, it's Danielle Miraglia with Lisa Bestoni. Then 12:40 to 1:20, Lily Black is going to be here. On 1:35 to 2:15, we got 62 Ghosts, followed by 2:30 to 3:10 performance of Will Daly, or maybe it's Daly. Then from 3:25 to 4:05, it is Flight of Fire, and finally, the live performances will end with 4:20 to 5 p.m. show of Célébutante, something like that. If you're interested in any of that, feel free to tune in. Once again, it's going to be May 4th. It's a Saturday, starting at, 9? It's just like a 9 to 5 thing. Looks like it. It should be good. Live music is great. Local bands are great. And WMFO is, you know, at the very least, adequate enough to not be dismantled by any government board or ourselves. So tune in, give it a listen. Perhaps you'll hear something new. Maybe it'll be worth your while. Anyways, speaking of live bands, let's talk. Now, do I have? Hold up. Let me pause. I don't have anything to say about this. Let's talk about other stuff. Over the weekend, it was my grandfather's 80th birthday party. It was very nice. I saw family. There were a bunch of family members who I had never met before, really. Kind of part of the generation, I guess, two generations before mine. So, and my family's not like, you know, super close-knit or anything. So, you know, we sort of don't always meet each other. But I met a bunch of them. Pretty cool. Saw my twin brother. He was there. We kind of hung out. And there was cake. There was a lot of cake. It was a normal sort of cake, like a traditional sort of yellow cake, I guess. And it had a honey buttercream frosting. And I was a big fan of this cake. So much so that I ate my piece. And then I ate the piece of my cousin who was sitting next to me, the same cousin that helped make my theme song. So she was next to me. She's like 9 or something. And she got up to leave, and I think she was done with her cake. I'm pretty sure she made that clear. And so after a while, I was like, Max is my twin brother. I said, Max, would it be like shameful if I ate her cake? And he's like, yeah, it would be. And I said, all right, but come on. And he's like, I mean, no, it's not like a noble thing to do or whatever. And I said, all right. And then I ate her cake. And then I went on and ate, I think, my aunt's piece of cake. My aunt also had left. And she'd left her cake partially eaten. And I thought, all right, well, if you're not going to eat the cake. And I said, Max, is it wrong of me to eat my aunt's cake now, our aunt's cake? And he's like, yeah, of course it is. How much cake do you need? And I said, I need exactly that much more cake. And so I took the plate and I ate the cake. And it was good cake. I don't regret anything I did. They didn't come back looking for it or anything. I think they were done. By the time I had eaten that third slice of cake, I was also done. And then there was leftover cake from the party. And so I took that as well. I took that home with me. And then I ate 2 more pieces yesterday. And now I've eaten a lot of cake is kind of the situation. And there's another problem where this isn't really a problem, but I saw my grandmother recently and she bakes brownies. And she bakes brownies for me. And so she gave me brownies. And it's like a whole big thing of brownies. And then she gave my brother brownies to bring to me. And so I have 2 things of brownies and I'm working through them, but now I got a lot of brownies. And I also bought like 4 cookies from like a day old cookies because they were cheap from a cookie shop sort of. And so I have to go through those. And it's just, you know, I am the author of my own demise here. But I've got a lot of sugar that I need to eat before it goes bad. And it's wrong. You know, I don't need to do anything. I could let it go bad. There's nothing forcing me to eat the sugar. I don't have to. But the fact is, deep down, I know I want to. And also, it ain't gonna kill me. I take care of myself, generally speaking. So it'll be okay. But also, a healthy diet is the key to a healthy life. That I feel like I should mention that as well, because I'm on the radio talking to, who knows, you could be like 4. You could be a 4-year-old, and I don't want to encourage unhealthy habits in a 4-year-old. And so with that being said, my 4-year-old listener, I'm going to stop talking now and keep playing music. We're going to play here some more songs, and then I'll come back and we'll do this whole talking thing all over again. And so I hope you enjoy the songs. I hope you are having a good time. Take care of yourself. You know, you don't have to listen to the whole thing. You can if you want. But just, yeah, take care of yourself because you deserve to be taken care of. So here we go. I'll be back. Mwah.
My darling sweetheart, I really
Bwah, bwah, bwah. That's right. It's me. I'm back. We just heard Floors by Abhi the Nomad and then Kids by MGMT. And, you know, oftentimes I kind of shy away from, you know, music that is more popular or more commonly played. But Kids, you know, it was popular like over 10 years ago. So I felt like I could kind of sneak that in. And also, let's face it, it's a pretty good song. excuse me. I remember I first heard it in a van. I was in a white van driving through I wasn't driving. I was being driven through the mountains, the Rocky Mountains in Colorado in a white van. And someone else in the van was in charge of playing music, and they played Kids by MGMT. And this is like back, you know, in 2008 or whatever. And for the longest time, I had the you know, I'll play it again, actually. That way we'll be on the same page. Hold up. That was stuck in my head for like years, and I had no idea what the song was. But then, finally, years down the line, I heard it again, and this was before Shazam. And so what I had to do is I had to listen very carefully to the lyrics. This is what, for the 4-year-old listener out there, this is kind of how people lived before the Shazam existed. And so you'd have to listen to the song very carefully. And so I listened very carefully to the lyrics of Kids by MGMT. And then I Googled the lyrics. And luckily that, you know, came up with the song. Now, if you're really unlucky, you might have to just kind of Google kind of the catchy part of the song. So that you'd Google do, 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 da, da, do, da. And you'd Google that, and then you'd put song, and you would hope that someone on the internet had the same issue, typed out the same combinations of do's and da's and ba's and whatever that you did, and through that, got an answer from someone else who somehow knew what the song was. And you'd look at that, and you'd check the song, and if it was right, you were pretty lucky. And kind of to that end, I got a text by my friend Susie, who's not listening to this show, but I got a text from her last week, and she said, I'll just read it out. I think she's okay with this. She says, what's that song by like Oasis or something that goes like, and that was the text, and I sung the text because we figured out what song it is. It's Wake Up by Arcade Fire, and my singing it might help you sort of figure out what it is, but you can imagine me reading, you know, what's that song that goes, ah, 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 oh, ah, oh, ah, ah, oh, oh, ah, oh, ah, oh, ah, and that's a bit, you know, that's a bit more difficult to figure out. We did figure it out. I say we, she figured it out. I was thrown off by her saying it was Oasis, and I guessed it might have been, I said it might have been If I Had a Gun by Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. And there you go. Now we're talking about birds. Some birds fly high. Noel Gallagher apparently has some birds that fly high, and yet those birds somehow are not quite as successful as Oasis. That's right. Shots fired, Noel. But also, maybe I'll play If I Had a Gun next week. I can't promise that, though. I feel like I'm talking about all these songs and I haven't played them, and I've left the audience without a reference, because when push comes to shove, I am not a very good radio host. There we go. But that's okay. I don't need to be. Because I'm still here. But anyways, that was Kids by MGMT. And MGMT, apparently not a very good band to here live. I'm not sure I've talked about this on the radio show before, but this, my brother's friend told my brother, who told me, it's one of those stories, that MGMT is very bad live, to the extent where they'll like start playing the song and then the dude will like stop the song mid song and say, okay, this isn't working, this is terrible, we're starting over. And then they'll try again and it won't be that good either. But some bands are like that, I guess. Not every band is made to play live. I mean, some bands exist solely in the studio these days. I mean, we're living in the digital era where, you know, Beck can like sit behind a computer and play like 20 instruments and make an album all by himself. And then when he goes on tour, he's got to find a bunch of, you know, schmucks to play all those instruments with him. But, and you know, some music here, now we're talking about Beck. I don't know a lot about Beck, but I think it's fair to say that some music he writes is very easily translated to live performance and other music is not. And that goes for a lot of kind of people these days. MGMT, you might imagine, is not easily translated into live music. And apparently, at least in one case where my brother's friend was, you know, in the audience, they failed. But that's all right. We're not here to judge, guys. We're just here to talk until we get to play music again. And y'all are here to listen, apparently. Thank you for listening. The ear is an interesting sensory organ because, actually, okay, back up. Let's talk about something that bothers me a little bit, wherein the word oral, relating, meaning things that relate to the mouth, sounds basically the same as oral. Spelled A-U-R-A-L, I believe, which has to do with the ear. And that just seems like a cruel irony, maybe. Is it ironic that oral and aural sound like exactly the same? I'm not sure. What I do know is that it's time for me to play more music, so gonna play some more songs, gonna come back, gonna talk for a bit longer, and we'll end the show. I hope y'all enjoy. I'll be back. Don't you worry. We're going to talk about how important it is to love yourself. And then we're going to talk about nothing in particular. So, I love you. You're beautiful. I'll be right back. Here are the last two songs of the night. I hope you enjoy. right, we have finished off the night with Moon Water, spelled out M-O-O-N, Water, by Chapo, and then finally, basically, by a band that I am not allowed to say on the radio, but spelled out, it is S-T-R-F-K-R, figure it out, basically by S-T-R-F-K-R. What a breakup song, huh? But anyways, let me mention real quick that you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. And let me mention as well that a tragic thing has happened. I was going to mention this, I forgot, but here's the news of the day. Notre Dame, I think is the American way to pronounce the church in Paris, France, is basically like burned to the ground. On the plus side, no one is hurt, from what I am aware. No one has gotten seriously injured in any way. But yeah, that you know, big piece of Parisian culture, world heritage, French culture, Catholic culture, whatever, is, you know, ashes. And that kind of sucks. It's a loss in the world. And it's weird to think that you can lose something that's not alive. You know, it's like, what was his name? Chomei, I think it is. Chomei, who wrote that thing. Hold up. Chomei. Maybe it's Chomei. Maybe it's not Chomei. But a Japanese person who is pretty, like, solidly Buddhist wrote a thing about how you shouldn't put too much stock on material things because basically they can all burn down. Or there could be a flood or a storm, and everything material is eventually destroyed. And so here you go. Notre Dame is destroyed, basically. And it's sad, but at least no one's hurt. So there's a plus side. But there's the news segment. We should have a jingle for that. Not that I talk about the news very often, but let's move on. Let's move on to something that we talk about most of the time, which is self-care and the importance of it. You know, I had a sheet earlier today that had, like, self-care tips, and I thought, this is great. I'm going to bring this to the station. And then I thought, I don't need this, and I destroyed it. I ripped it up and threw it away. I'm not even kidding. I actually ripped it up, and I hope that's not symbolic for anything. But regardless of my symbolic action, self-care is very important, and it's very important that you take care of yourself. Especially as the semester winds to an end, remember to take some time for yourself. You don't need to be, I mean, if you want to be and if you are able to be, feel free to study and not take a break. But the vast majority of people need some sort of break every now and then. And that break has to be more than just getting 6 hours of sleep a night for most people. And so I just want to remind y'all and myself, to take care of yourself, because you're worth it, and you just, it's important that you're healthy, and I care about you, and I want you to be healthy, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, because you're very loved in this world, and it's, people are looking out for you, and they want you to be safe and happy and healthy, and just make sure that you're giving yourself the time you need to be a happy, functioning person. And if that means taking a break from studying, then take a break from studying and think about something else or go on a walk. I like going on walks personally. Just going on walks and not thinking beyond the moment. You know, I guess it's like a mindfulness thing where you go on a walk and you focus on the wind and the trees. And the trees are lovely to look at right now. Some of them have flowers and you can watch the wind as it blows through the flowers, and sometimes the wind will take some petals with it, and you can watch the petals fly out in the wind and, you know, skirt along the grass, and you can see the birds in the trees or the birds hopping along the ground, and it's, well, that's something I do sometimes. You can do whatever works for you, but I'm not going to digress too far because I've got like a minute left. Though perhaps I should have kept digressing because I don't really have anything to talk about in this minute. Take care of yourself. I love you. Oh, man. And now we can just count up from 30. No, we're not going to count the last seconds of the show. That's bizarre. I'll be back in a week. I should be back in a week, unless like disaster strikes or I've forgotten something. Next week, what, Easter would have just happened, I guess, so maybe I'll talk about that. I don't know if I'm doing anything. Passover would have also happened. I celebrate both, typically. But anyways, that's the show. I love you. You're beautiful. You are lovely. I hope you have a great night, a great week, and please do take care. Great.